I read with interest that the long-playing record format is making something of a comeback. Not that mine ever went away. And so, with a couple of exceptions this month, the entire content comes from my extensive collection of treasured LPs. And as midway through the month we celebrate the Feast of St. Valentine, you won't need to be on University Challenge to work out the music content. In fact, organist Don Simmons just about says it all with his performance on the former four-manual Portland, Oregon Wurlitzer with Love Will Keep Us Together. Simmons and Love Will Keep Us Together. One of my earliest LPs is one by Reginald Dixon, recorded back in 1961, and which I confess I bought just as much for the superb picture of Reg at the console of the Tower Wurlitzer. Pictures like that just don't have the same attention-grabbing impact if produced on a 4.5-inch square CD cover. So from what was Reggie's first LP recording, here's the Tower Wurlitzer in her sweet and lovely mood. Reginald Dixon and sweet and lovely, and with that lovely warm audio atmosphere that somehow gets lost with the clinically clear CD sound. Well, even before that 12-inch release, there was a series of 10-inch recordings on the Decca label recorded in what they called FFRR, which indicated that it was a full-frequency range recording. Joining Nigerian organist Fela Shivandi, here on a very early Hammond Lafleur are Reg New on piano, Hugh Lombard on drums, Sidney Jacobson on guitar, and with Ivor Rich on bass. Together, they pose the musical question, If I Give My Heart to You. Thank you. If I Give My Heart to You, played by the Fela Shivandi Rhythm Quintet, a sound that always reminds me of the twice daily Music While You Work broadcasts. Recently, I had the opportunity to introduce to you Mike Sullivan playing his Tyros organ, and as if he was psychic, he sent me a medley of three tunes, all by Gershwin, and all of which are perfect for the programme this month. Mike has recently added a Reg Rawlings Tower Sound module to his Tyros, and with a nod in the direction of that sound, here is Mike with Love Is Here to Stay, Love Walked In, and Somebody Loves Me. Love Is Here to Stay, Love Walked In, and Somebody Loves Me. And at the risk of repeating myself, I know that many organ club secretaries struggle to come up with new organists, and what's more, at a reasonable fee to play at their venue. I note from Mike's webpage that he even indicates he's happy to step in at very short notice if it so happens that a club has a sudden artist cancellation, and he's already done that on a couple of occasions. So, make a note of the name, that is, Mike Sullivan, and check out his web pages, or even catch up with him on Facebook. This past few weeks I've been working on another organ celebrities video to add to those already in my series on YouTube, and one of the artists I wanted to include was Esme Hand. Now, Esme can rightly be credited with putting Buxton on the map, not only in music and song, but for her very lengthy residency at venues in that spa town. During my research into her background, I discovered a great deal about this lady, but which is only briefly mentioned on her one and only LP called Esme Hand at the H25R, that being a Lowry model. Imagine my sadness upon learning that this lady, who has an amazing show business background, had passed away just 3 days before Christmas at the wonderful 99 years of age. Well, I feel with such an achievement, it warrants a brief inclusion in the show this month. And here she is with More.
More than the greatest love the world has known, this is the love I'll give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you every day. More than you'll ever know, my arms long to hold you so. My life will be in your keeping, laughing, weeping, waking, sleeping. Longer than always is a long, long time. But far beyond forever, you'll be mine. I know I've never lived before, and my heart is very sure, no one else could love you
recorded at the Palace Ballroom, Buxton, by Esme Hand, an organist who in her time also played for dancing at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool. Back again now to some more old and lovely LPs, and in the case of this next one, something of a rarity too. It features Raymond Shelley playing the huge Wurlitzer in the Fox Theatre Detroit, an organ that's still in situ and playable to this day. Here then is a track from Raymond Shelley's only recording. The tune is You Are Too Beautiful.
Thank you.
You Are Too Beautiful, played there by the late Raymond Shelley. The connection between Romeo and Juliet is that they were a man and a woman, which neatly ties together the next two items. Firstly, Franz Lambert is seated at the Versi Galaxis to play the famous theme from Romeo and Juliet, and that'll be followed by South African organist Dean Herrick playing his lovely Residence 13 rank Wurlitzer with the theme from the film A Man and a Woman. Thank you. Back in the 70s, I used to correspond with Dean Herrick, who you just heard playing that famous film theme. Dean was a former organist at the Metro Cinema in Johannesburg, but in 1957 he saved the Wurlitzer therein from destruction and set about installing it in his residence. From a number of tapes that he sent me, some of the tracks eventually were released on an LP, which is probably as well they were, because the last I heard about the organ that it was in a church, but unplayable. There are countless organ recordings of the lovely film theme Love is a Many Splendid Thing, but for my money, this one by George Wright at the Wurlitzer is the number one. George Wright and Love is a Many Splendid Thing. is a bit of musical fun with three organs and three organists. Buddy Bonds is on Baldwin, Ray Jenkins on Hammond, and Daryl Stuckey on Wurlitzer Electronic. Add to that mix Bobby Haggett on bass and Sid Gubin on drums, and you have an orchestra of organs playing Don't Take Your Love From Me. Take Your Love From Me, played by a bunch of musicians having a bit of musical fun. Someone else who often had a bit of fun with music, very often combining theatre pipe, organ, electronics and keyboards to absolute musical perfection, was Dear Brian Sharp. Here's proof with Love Letters, played on the Technics Pro 90.
Thank you.
And electronic organ playing doesn't come much better than that. Love Letters, played by Brian Sharp. When you hark back to the days when organs were in hundreds of cinemas around the UK, to find one that's still there to this day, but even so, one with a cloud hanging over its future use at present, is the Wurlitzer in the Gaumont Estate in Kilburn, on which, in 1976, Cinema Organ Society founder Hubert Selby recorded an LP for the Amberley label. Here then, from that LP, is I'll Always Be In Love With You. Thank you. I'll Always Be In Love With You, played there by Hubert Selby at the Gaumont State Kilburn Wurlitzer. Mention the film High Society and it's a fair bet that one song will immediately spring to mind. And to check out if we're both on the same wavelength, here's Ron Curtis at the Conn organ to play it. True Love, played by Ronald Curtis, and what a truly lovely sequence that is in the film High Society when Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly duet that number. Apart from one other inclusion in the programme this month, all so far have been from LPs. But no programme this month would be complete without the penultimate one, played now by Barry Brinson on a Rogers 360 electronic organ. What I enjoy about this track is the rather unusual arrangement of that wonderful classic, My Funny Valentine. My Funny Valentine, played by New Zealand organist Barry Brinson on the Ron Piercy Residence Rogers Theatre Organ. Like I say, love that arrangement with the interwoven classic themes. Now normally it would be time for Gerry Allen to take us out of the programme with our usual signature tune, but for a change, here he is at the Lowry Organ with Like Someone in Love. From yours truly, Alan Ashton. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.